This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Monsoon-induced floods and landslides claim human lives and properties. 80 people died since the monsoon became active from 10th of June. Rashtriya Swatantra Party dismisses Party General Secretary Mukul Dhakal from his post, and Israeli airstrike on a camp for displaced people outside a school in southern Gaza kills at least 29. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously approved the proposal for sending the Water Resources Bill 2024 to the concerned committee for clause-wise discussions. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Shakti Bahadur Basnet, presented the proposal seeking deliberations on the bill. Similarly, Energy Minister Basnet, on behalf of Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, tabled the fifth annual report of Tharu Commission in the meeting. Likewise, lawmakers have urged the government to inform the House about losses caused by rain-induced disasters in the country. Airing their views in the urgent time in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the lawmakers also urged the government to immediately carry out rescue, relief and rehabilitation works in the affected areas. Meanwhile, the Nepal police has said a total of 80 persons have died due to floods, landslides and other monsoon-related hazards so far in this year monsoon season. Spokesperson of the Nepal Police, Deputy Inspector General Dhan Bahadur Karki, said one person died in Kathmandu Valley, 19 in Kosi Province, 3 in Madhes Province, 4 in Bagmati, 22 in Gandaki, 20 in Lumbini, 4 in Karnali and 7 in Sudur Pashchim Province due to disaster-related incidents. Likewise, 5 persons are still missing in the disasters and 97 others were injured. The police said that a search for the missing is ongoing and the injured are receiving treatment at local hospitals. The police said that 53 persons were rescued. Of the injured, 3 were injured in Kathmandu Valley, 21 in Kosi, 5 in Madhes, 4 in Bagmati, 26 in Gandaki, 4 in Lumbini, 15 in Karnali and 10 in Sudur Pashchim Province. A total of 161 houses were inundated and 138 houses, 54 sets, 41 bridges, a school and 2 government offices suffered damages due to flood. So far, 2,764 families have been displaced by disaster-related incidents during the period. Local authorities have said preparations are ongoing to shift the families from different districts at risk of floods to safer locations. In the meantime, Kanchanpur in Sudur Pashchim Province has received record rainfall in the past 78 years. On July 7 and 8, Dodhara in Kanchanpur saw the highest amount of rainfall since 1946. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Dodhara, Hanuman Nagar and Sundarpur in Kanchanpur received the highest rainfall since 1946. According to the preliminary data measured on July 8 at 8:45 a.m., 624 millimetres of rain fell in Dodhara, 573.6 millimetres in Hanuman Nagar and 555.8 millimetres in Sundarpur in 24 hours. This year, monsoon started from East Nepal on June 10 and was active from June 28 to July 8. Previously, on August 13 to 2017, the highest rainfall of 516.2 millimetres was measured at Hetoda of Makwanpur, while according to the data of Soil Conservation Department, 540.40 millimetres of rain was measured at Tistung Rain Centre of Makwanpur on July 20, 1993. According to Pratibha Manandar, senior meteorologist of the division, monsoon was active in Sudur Pashchim and Karnali provinces until 2 days ago and is now active in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Lumbini and Gandaki province. Hence, there is a possibility of heavy rain in some places of those provinces tonight. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has dismissed their party general secretary from his post. A meeting of the party's central committee held yesterday stripped Mukul Dhakal from the party's central member, spokesperson and general secretary post on the recommendation of the party's disciplinary committee. Acting spokesperson of the party, Manish Jha, said the central committee unanimously dismissed Dhakal from his party posts. The meeting, chaired by the party president and deputy prime minister Ravi Lamichhane, decided that Dhakal could appeal against the party's decision. Various sections of the Karnali, Orniko and Kusi highway that were obstructed due to landslides caused by incessant rainfall have come into operation. The Karnali highway, disrupted since last Friday, was resumed for one-way traffic yesterday afternoon. Similarly, the Orniko highway, blocked for more than 14 hours, was also brought into operation for one-way vehicular movement. Likewise, the blocked Kosi Highway came into operation after debris from a landslip occurred at Sanghurigadi Rural Municipality 6 in Dhankuta was removed. Meanwhile, flights disrupted at Mugu-based Rara Airport for more than a week have resumed. The flights were disrupted due to adverse weather following incessant rainfall. Chief of Rara Civil Aviation Office in Talcha, Krishna Rizal, said flights resumed with the improvement in weather. Flights were disrupted due to thick fog following incessant rainfall for over a week. The Bangladesh Power Development Board has sent a letter to the Nepal Electricity Authority to sign an agreement for the sale and purchase of 40 megawatt electricity produced in Nepal. Following the provision in the law, a trilateral agreement was signed between Nepal, Bangladesh and India on the 1st of January for the sale of 40 megawatt electricity from Nepal. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Ghesing said preparations are ongoing to export power to Bangladesh from this monsoon season by completing all the remaining processes. Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, has said that agreements with China and Sri Lanka on digital payment have reached the final stage. At an interaction on the coming year's monetary policy organized by the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry yesterday, the governor said that agreements are expected shortly with China's Alipay and Sri Lanka's LankaPay for digital payment transactions. Furthermore, Adhikari stated that the volume of transactions with India has increased after the beginning of the cross-border digital payment. On the occasion, FNCCI President Chandra Prasad Dhakal urged the governor to bring the monetary policy that would encourage the industries to increase their production capacity and boost demand in the market, adding that loan expansion is not exciting despite sufficient liquidity in the banks and financial institutions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Hospital officials in Gaza say at least 29 Palestinians have been killed and dozens wounded in an Israeli airstrike on a camp for displaced people outside a school in southern Gaza. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said the strike had hit next to the gate of Al-Adwa Hospital in the east of the city of Khan Yunis. The Israeli military said it had used precise munition to target a terrorist from Hamas military wing who said it had taken part in the 7th October attack on Israel. The incident comes a week after the Israeli military ordered civilians to evacuate areas of eastern Khan Yunis, prompting tens of thousands to flee. This is the fourth attack on or near the schools sheltering displaced people in the past 4 days. The Israeli military said it had carried out the first three strikes because Hamas politicians, police officers and fighters were using them as bases. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza to destroy the Hamas group in response to an unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October. According to Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza, more than 38,240 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Kosi, Madhes and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the Bagmati province. There are chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi and Madhes province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 12 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Monsoon-induced floods and landslides claim human lives and properties. 80 people die since the monsoon became active from 10th of June. Rashtriya Swatantra Party dismisses Party General Secretary Mukul Dhakal from his post, and Israeli airstrike on a camp for displaced people outside a school in southern Gaza kills at least 29. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.